April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Scott Dorsch is a student at Northern Michigan University, graduating in May of 2018 with a degree in English writing and a minor in sustainability. In the fall, he plans to attend the University of Idaho for the MFA program in creative writing. Scott is one of two winners of the Legler Memorial Poetry Prize for the year of 2018. The first poem selection is the winner of this prize.
The Heights. Just yesterday, he saw an angel. Her wingtips were raised above her ears with hands out and up as if she were sinking in a pool. It was 7:07 and the air was beaten blue. Wrens and finches began to flit and chatter and fall with the leaves as her feet parted the pines. He was ready, waiting by the window with a Polaroid this time. Before the visits, he'd sit back on the cement slab with a rubbery green chair and suck in two cigarettes, just watching. Listening to the hum and hiss of the flame and feeling the chilled iron edge of smoke searing his throat. There, the man liked to imagine this place like it was or was said to be. Before the choke of burgundy brick houses on all sides, before the towers and sharp-tipped fences split the land into tiny shoebox plots, before when the fields grew green and were teased apart by goldenrod, red clover, and crickets, when cows wandered wild-eyed, tussling with flies instead of ripwire and thistle, before the warm pop of gunshots and the eye shine of syringes, the smoke and the riots, the drugstores and Coney Islands, when the morning dew brought wet socks and shine, not drops of bright stink from the foundries, and the Heights was just a few dirt roads and 1,000 people. But this morning, with his eye to the camera, as the angel swam down, her white hair untangled and drifting, he wished to remember his name from start to finish, that time before the white room and chair, when he let his son in through the front door, when dawn brought only birds and hot breakfast, when the phone rang and he'd answer. This, of course, before they placed the cotton and cool metal halo around his ears and shocked him until he saw angels in the yard. Howard. I will end my life for you, my dog shouted as he leapt from the back seat window. He leapt to touch noses, to lick mouths, to sniff tails with the greyhound down the road. He wished to stop the speeding earth with his face, then spine, then face, and to be with only him or her. Crows clicked on overhead wires, chittering and licking their chops with purple tongues. I threw the car into park. Howard is his name. The hero without a cape, the rocket without a booster, the speed without the racer, the jumper without a chute. Wildly, his desire outstretched his body to the wind and cooling concrete. Desire that flashed in his eyes as he caromed bones as ball, bouncing, sliding, passing me by. The crows held their breath as Howard reached for his. I cast the door open to find him at rest, eyes to sky searching for the moon as lovers do, missing touch the way you miss touch, human touch when all you have is a dog. He lives, you should know, with a lateral gash above his eye, thin as the windows that now shut him in as we pass Sassafras, or whoever the hell sits with their chin on crossed ankles, tied up to that damned unmanned porch, smelling so pretty.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.